We're often quite aware of our own failures and try to hide them at all costs. The photographer throws away his poor pictures. The potter reshapes his marred jars. And the painter displays only his best portraits, while the baseball hero talks about his home runs and happens to leave out his strikeouts. Similarly, God has different measurements for failure and success than we do. Paul the Apostle wasn't highly praised during his lifetime. He was rejected by Jews and held in suspicion by Gentiles. He was stoned, beaten, imprisoned, mocked by some, and ignored by others. He spent his life starting little churches that were soon overrun with problems. Paul taught the truth only to discover that some who received it on one day were turning the next day to some false doctrine. Fame didn't follow him in life. And Paul's life surely didn't seem successful when, during his last days, his friends deserted him as he was held prisoner. In the end, he was shamefully executed. But yet, Paul seemed to evaluate his life a little bit differently, as we see in 2 Timothy 4. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Looking back on the ministry of Paul, we see that he was indeed a success, at least to God and the rest of Christendom. One half of the books of the New Testament are from his pen, and he is often hailed as the greatest Christian missionary of all time. Paul seemed to understand that it wasn't about the here and now. It's about what is done for eternity. That's what truly makes a person a success. So remember, all that is done for self will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last.